This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon, as we cover lots of different things in the Umpqua Valley, a two-part program today as we check up on a couple of nonprofit organizations and find out what is going on. Liv Nix Turner is in this afternoon, making her debut on the radio, an ungulate keeper at Wildlife Safari. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, y'all. How's it going?
So, my first question people will have is, okay, ungulate keeper. What does that mean?
Yes. So, the ungulate is a family of hoofed mammals. So, it's safari. That includes all the animals you'll see in our drive-through. So, all the hoof stock.
And how long have you been there?
I've been there around 9 months now.
So, what led to you coming to safari?
Yeah, I am a huge ungulate person, so I love hoof stock, especially our North American ones, so our bison and our elk herds that you can visit in our America section. But now I take care of our wonderful giraffe herd as well.
Now, so it sounds like you've got a background in this maybe from college and stuff?
I do, yeah. I have a degree in biology from Lewis and Clark up in Portland, and I've had lots of different internships around the country with all sorts of different kinds of big mammals.
So when you started talking to Wildlife Safari, had you ever been here before?
I had not, no.
But had you heard of it?
I had, yes. Yeah, definitely renowned in the animal care world and in the AZA, which is our accreditation that we have. So, yeah, definitely had heard of it.
What was your thought the first time you got to come down and look around?
It was exceptional. My first trip through the drive-thru, I was thrilled that I had accepted a position here to see all the animals, and that type of environment was really unique and really special.
And to be so different than the model at a lot of places where the animals are on display and the people just sort of walk around and not as much, don't really get to see what the animals are really doing.
Sure, yeah, it's quite reversed here. You're kind of stuck in your vehicle and the animals are roaming free around you. So definitely a little different.
So let's talk about some of the things going on. First of all, one of them is on Monday. What opportunity do people have then?
Yeah, this Sunday and Monday, the 19th and the 20th, are our Douglas County Appreciation Days. So that means that the drive-thru is free for everybody. So please come say hello. Visiting Wildlife Safari in the winter is very special. It's often a better time to see the animals, especially the hoof stock in my department. And we also have buy one, get one free on all of our animal encounters. And that means you get up close and personal with some of the animals in our care. In my department, that looks like a giraffe feed, and you get to hand feed them and see them up close and really appreciate how wonderful the animals in our care are.
Now, how do you interact with a giraffe when it is substantially taller than you?
Yes, that's a great question. So giraffes are considered a protected contact species, which means that when we do interact with them, we always have some sort of barrier, so some sort of fencing. But for our encounters that we do in the winter, because they're down at our barn, you get to be on the same level as them. So you definitely get to appreciate how tall they are. But we feed them either through or over a barrier.
And it seems like they are fairly inquisitive.
They are, yeah. Giraffes are very sensitive with the lack of the negative connotation that we give there. They're just very aware of their surroundings. They have wonderful eyesight, wonderful hearing, so that kind of manifests as them being very curious and sometimes even a little nosy.
And a number of years ago, we were taping a segment over by the rhino area. Mm-hmm. I was taping something with Dan Brands, and we were out there, outside the vehicle, and they had it set up so we were, protected and all that. But this giraffe, in the middle of taping this radio segment, this giraffe was really just curious about what was going on.
Oh, yes.
And I, again, realized the giraffe was a lot bigger, and I wasn't really sure if I should be worried or not.
No, absolutely. They definitely want to know what's going on, and since they have those long necks, normally they have a good vantage point to spy on us, for sure.
So, Douglas County Appreciation Days, you said Sunday and Monday both, right?
Yes, yep, the 19th and the 20th. So,
right.
Yeah, please come say hi.
And what's different about the drive-thru in the winter?
Yeah, it's honestly, I think, a more exceptional experience, a little less crowded, and a lot of the animals are a little closer to the road, especially our rhinos. Normally in the summertime, they prefer the top of the hill, but in the winter, they sometimes hang out in the feeders. So you definitely get a different experience by coming in the winter, seeing things a little more close up on those hot days. Sometimes they like to camp out a little farther from the road. So,
speaking of rhinos, I understand you have a new one.
We do. We have a new addition to our rhino boma. So she's our third rhino. Her name is Magoo. She recently turned 5. It was her golden birthday. of 5 on the 5th. And yeah, she's exceptional. Her primaries are doing a lot of work with her to make sure that she learns new behaviors and retrains what she already knows. And yeah, she's a great addition to the team. We're happy to have her.
So how many does that make?
That makes 3 rhinos altogether. So wow. She'll have a breeding recommendation with our male, which is quite exciting.
And let's talk about the giraffes. We were just talking about them, but kind of give people an update on your giraffe program.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a tower of giraffes. That's a group of giraffes. It's called a tower. And our tower just got about 10 feet taller with a new addition. His name is Watson. He's a 2-year-old reticulated giraffe. So now we have a total of 5. And we also have a wonderful new barn that has a very fancy giraffe squeeze in it with a built-in scale. And that's something that's really going to help us care for them in a whole new manner of ways, and their training can really just grow exponentially from here. So lots of exciting news from the giraffe world at Wildlife Safari.
And I understand some renovations going on too.
Yeah, absolutely. So with this fancy new barn, we have this beautiful squeeze in there. And then we also just had our renovation on the boma, which is where our rhinos live to house our other new addition. So yeah, lots of really wonderful renovations happening in the ungulate land. And then we also have a new flamingo house being built and a tortoise house up top in our walkable area and village, and even a painted dog habitat that's being built that'll be kind of spearheaded by our carnivore team, and that should be opening around midsummer. So
wow.
Yeah, lots going on.
Yeah, it always seems like it is. It's not a, you know, it's not a static experience where you can come in and if you haven't been there in 6 months or longer, you look around and go, it looks like it did last time. And that's never really the case.
Never is. We'll come in after our weekends after 2 days and it can be a whole new department, which is wonderful. It keeps it interesting. It's one of the beautiful parts about zookeeping.
Now, you've got the event center there. You do a lot of events, and allegedly Valentine's Day is about a month away, and apparently people are supposed to observe that.
Yes, it's coming, and we are doing a Valentine's Day event. It's a 21-plus event, and that's around $50 a ticket, but it includes a wonderful dinner from Carlos's and complimentary drinks. It also has some animal appearances from our wonderful animal ambassadors from our carnivore and our education teams, and also an interactive presentation about how animals celebrate Valentine's Day, which you can imagine there's quite a variety there in terms of how animals find their partners.
So how do people get tickets for that?
That is a wonderful question. It should be online.
All right. And just under like your event tab.
Yes, absolutely.
So you've been there for a while. What do you look forward to when you come in every day?
Oh, that's a wonderful question. Caring for our ungulates and especially our giraffes is an immense privilege. So every day I look forward to seeing what they're curious about that day, how they want to participate in their training. We have a lot of herds that are growing. We have babies being born, and it's really wonderful to see everyone progress through those stages of life. So definitely look forward to it every day.
And what about, and I don't know how much opportunity you get with your role, but just knowing how far away some of the people that come to Wildlife Safari are coming from.
It's wonderful. The people that we meet on our encounters, we have folks that fly in to see certain animals that will drive forever, or they're on road trips and we're one of their pit stops that they look forward to every year. But yeah, it's really cool to meet these folks who have been coming for years and have stories about the drive-thru from, you know, when they were growing up and now they bring their kids there. So it's really wonderful to meet our guests during encounters. We have some exceptional folks that come to visit us.
And again, remind people about the appreciation days.
Yes. So that is this Sunday and this Monday, the 19th and the 20th. So free drive-thru for everybody. We say it's our Douglas County appreciation days, but you don't have to be from Douglas County. We just have wonderful guests and visitors, so we want to appreciate them by letting them come for free. And then our encounters are also buy one get one free, so come meet our animals up close and get to chat with someone like me, one of our animal keepers, and we're pretty good at gabbing about them, so we're happy to meet you there.
Liv Nix Turner from Wildlife Safari, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely, thank you guys. We'll hope to see you soon.
1245 at News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming at 1. Still working on Mondays inside Douglas County. We will have some live reports from Washington, D.C. couple of our staff are back there. We'll be back there for the inauguration on Monday, where it's going to be 11 degrees. So we'll tell you about that more as we get closer. Talking about what's happening at Umpqua Valley Arts, Ashley Kluber works with the exhibits there. Ashley, thanks for being on today.
Thank you for having me back.
So you've got a big day. In fact, that's why you're on the phone, because you're slammed probably over there.
Oh, yeah. Doing this remotely is such a helpful thing, especially on exhibition transition weeks like what we're doing now. We have been busy all week transferring our exhibits from the last show we had, our members' exhibit, to the new ones, which are going to be subject brought to us by MFA Northwest, along with three other solo exhibits.
And talk about the event tonight.
So tonight is our opening reception. We host five of these a year, and it's to celebrate the transition from one exhibit to the next and to welcome the new work into the galleries. It's going to be our first one of the year, which is always extra exciting because it's the start of a new exhibition schedule, which we generally tend to plan at least a year in advance. So tonight's opening reception not only just welcomes the work, but it marks over a year's worth of planning with UVA staff and the artists involved. So it's a really extra special time when we do the first exhibits of the year.
So tell us more about each of these exhibits.
So the main exhibit that we have featured is going to be titled Subject. It is brought to us in partnership with MFA Northwest, which is a new regional organization. Their goal and impact is to connect these MFA artists, Masters of Fine Arts students, who are recent graduates who are getting their art career going or continuing it, because, you know, a lot of these have mostly gotten their Bachelor's of Fine Arts degrees as well. So they're kind of really getting their art career started, and it's a very good in-depth look at what the current Masters of Fine Arts students in urban areas are producing, and it's a way to connect the urban and the rural in that way. This particular showcase of the MFA Northwest artists that were selected, it handles subjects like memory, history, identity as well. So there's a really good mix in there. I believe my memory's serving me, it's about 7 or 8 artists, I believe, that are going to be on display, and we have traditional paintings, installation works, the whole selection. Moving on from there, we have in the corridor gallery, we have Epoch from Joy Kloman. She takes family photos and old historic photos, and she paints them and renders them with these patterns over the top to really represent these moments in time as brief as they are, like as every single moment in our lives is always short and short-lived, it seems like. It kind of represents that in these large-scale paintings, very bright, very colorful. And then in Red Door Gallery, we have our artist member, Muggsy Cole. She has a show titled Muggsy's Imagination, and she does these intricate pen and ink drawings that are technical and geometric in patterns, and a lot of them are visual representations of her own history and her own experiences, and how she represents them with these geometric patterns is fascinating. The last one we have is Rostros from Orquídea Violeta. She's a Portland artist, and she has done these large-scale textiles that are assemblages into portraits, and each one is a visual representation of how our histories and our experiences build our identities as people.
Wow. Pretty stunning to take a look at, I'm sure. And, of course, you get the opportunity to see all of this before we do.
Oh, absolutely. So we spent this week receiving the work and installing it and watching it all come together. And it's very different when we review the works, myself and the gallery committee, remotely or digitally, and then to see it all come together, because the artists also only show us a small example of what the work looks like. So to see each body of work in full is always a very exciting time for us. And to watch it go up on the walls on Wednesday when we installed makes it just even better.
Wow. So that reception at what time again tonight?
It's going to be from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. with remarks at 5:30. And remarks are just us giving a little bit of information about the show. Georgina Ruff of MFA Northwest, the lead organizer, is also going to be in attendance. She'll share a little bit about the organization MFA Northwest. And there's going to be bites and sips and music and a chance to see the artwork first and to talk with the artists, because we have artists that will be in attendance if their schedules allow, and we do have some artists from all the shows coming tonight.
And that's always fascinating. Sometimes if you're walking around and looking in a particular area, you may not realize the person that's looking at the same group of pictures or whatever it might be may in fact be the artist.
Yeah, and so one thing I've heard from artists who have attended the opening receptions is they'll have this really brilliant exchange, because everybody reads art differently, and that's always the best part about art, is everybody has a different interpretation. And a lot of our visitors will read the work in their own way, and the artists get a firsthand listen to, like in person, to hear from visitors what they think of their work, what they're interpreting from the visual language that they're presenting with the materials and the subject matter of their work. So there's this really beautiful mutual exchange that happens for sure when the artists and the viewers get a chance to connect.
And I know while you work there, you're an artist as well.
Yes, I am. And this is where I get to enjoy my position as an artist and as an employee at UVA. Art is part of my realm, and it's something I bring to my position too. I get to see from the artist's perspective what's going to work best, and I apply that in terms of what the work's reading as, what the subject of the work is, and how it fits in our gallery space. So it takes a good broad set of skills, and I thankfully get to use those artistic skills in this way.
Wow, a lot going on there. Are there other things you'd like to talk about?
Yes, we will be back to our regular hours next week. For many people who have probably followed us on social media or our website, many of you have probably seen that we've been closed for a couple weeks. We have done some amazing, fantastic upgrades around UVA during that closure time. It's a good breath for us at the beginning of the year. We have new storage in our closet spaces for our permanent collection and temporary storage for in-between exhibits. We painted our pedestals. We did a whole bunch of really great work. But we are back to our normal hours starting next week, which are Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And what about any classes coming up you want to mention?
We don't currently have any non-clay related classes, but we will be having our registration for the spring term coming up in February for the clay place. For anybody not familiar with our class schedule for that studio, we run about four terms a year. It gives about 8 weeks of studio time for people to come learn about clay if they're not familiar with it, or to build their work as artists, as experienced artists in the medium of clay. That is going to be at the end of February. There's a members-only registration on the 18th of February and a non-member registration on the 25th of February.
And if people want to get involved, whether they're an artist or not, but in supporting you guys as a nonprofit organization, what are some of the options there?
Oh, there's so many ways to get involved and support the organization. As a nonprofit, we are always thankful for, of course, and we do rely on a lot of different areas of support. One of them is, of course, becoming a member. Memberships come with many benefits, such as early registration to the Clay Place, but it also gives discounts on classes, discounts on Clay Place registration, special invites to special events that we have, a chance to be in the members exhibit if you are an artist. But those memberships go a long way to help us stay sustainable throughout the year. All memberships go to fund year-round programming for our day-to-day stuff. So that way, myself and the rest of staff can keep doing what we do.
All right. And again, what time for the reception today?
4 p.m. to 7 p.m., remarks at 5:30. We hope to see you guys there.
Ashley Kluber from Umpqua Valley Arts, thanks for being on.
Thank you, Val.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening. listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.